Let's start. Take two sheets. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. We did last week. We discussed the concept of chazaka. Why we have a chazaka of 3 years if you're in the land, then either the pshat is that you don't need to keep the shtar or the edim, and it's in lieu of the shtar or the edim, or after 3 years, you become the muchzik, as opposed to the marakama, you become the muchzik, and therefore that is proof that it belongs to you. It's like a kinyan that it belongs to you. Two concepts in chazaka, we showed it in the Rishonim. Now the Gemara says, so after the Gemara, the Mishnah basically explains chazaka has to be living in the field and taking out the fruits for 3 years. That's the whole Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yechon, says Rabbi Yechon, Shamati mehol che'usha. I heard from those that were in Usha when the Sanhedrin was in Usha. Right, Ivan knows when the Sanhedrin was in Usha, of course. Shahayu oimrim, they would say like this, Minayin lechazaka gimel shani. Where is this concept? How do we know that chazaka 3 years? Which means, why 3 years? If you tell me that karka is like metaltalin, that it's mine because of the fact that I'm living there, it should be right away. If you tell me it's not mine, so why 3 years? Where does this concept come from that 3 years is somehow a raya? How do I know that chazaka is a 3 year concept? Says the Olchei Usha. Mishor Hamuot. I learned it from Shor Hamuot. What Shor Hamuot? Ma Shor Hamuot. Just like Shor Hamuot. Kivin Shin Nogaf Gimel Negichas. Since he gores 3 gorings. Nafig Le Mecheskas Tam. Vechkom Le Mecheskas Muot. Then after 3 times. He stops being a tam and he becomes a muad. Hachanami so to over here, kiven the ochlot lashinin, since he eats 3 years and he uses the field for 3 years, nafag lom yeshus moichel, then it leaves the reshus of the marikam of the moichel, mikaimolo bishus lekeach, and it goes into the reshus of the lekeach. In other words, just like Shor Hamuot tells me, after 3 times, it's no more tam, it becomes a muad. So to chazaka, 3 years, it's no more the marakamas, the marchers, and rather it belongs to the lekach. What, Joe, what are you looking at me like?
Because that works with one of the explanations, it doesn't work
Well, not so simple, the two explanations. Maybe. Let's see what the Rishonim say, and see maybe it depends on the three explanations. I know, good point. I don't know the answer to that. We'll see how that works. And it could very well be that the two explanations are dependent on the two terutz in the Gemara. This is one terutz in the Gemara. Daf Chotes is on the whole terutz in the Gemara. So it doesn't necessarily have to depend on the two. But let's see what the Gemara says. Simple. In other words, just like Shor Hamuot, 3 times it becomes from a tam to a muot, so to 3 years you use the field, it becomes leaves the marach kama and becomes the muchzik. So the Gemara asks the question: if that's the case, im mashor hamuot ad negicha revius. Wait a second. Shor Hamuot, you only pay as a muad the 4th time. Hachanami, so too. Atshon Arevius, Lekhaimav Yishu say. So to say that until the 4th year, it doesn't belong quite yet to you until the 4th year comes around. So you must say, oh, there's no riot. Also, Michi Nogach Shalosh Negichers, have a muad. Not true. But Shor Hamuot also, after 3 times, he already becomes a Shor Hamuot. V'idoch, the Gemara on the base. Kilay Nagach, my Lashalim. He's already a Muad. What do you want? He's not paying? Yeah, because he has to go a 4th time in order to pay. In other words, it's not Pshat. Gemara's come to say, it's not Pshat that you become a Muad by the 4th time. No, you become a Muad after the 3rd time. He just don't pay until after you did. V'layish merenu bailov. Until you did not guard it when you're supposed to guard it as a Muad. So therefore, practically speaking, you don't pay till the 4th time. But you already become a mood after the three times. Hachavir, kivin da'achla slashani, kaimala b'shusei. So to here, once the 3 years pass, then it's ready, becomes yours. You learn it from Shor Hamuot. Very simple, what the Gemara says. Any questions?
So what's the shaila? Should we wait for the 3rd year, the 4th year to finish even?
No, I would think that you'd have to be another 4th year, just like by a mood. You don't pay till the 4th time. Till it gores the 4th time, you don't pay as a muad. So I said, no, really you pay as a muad after the 3rd time. But after the 3rd time means the 4th time. meaning you're watching it after the third. So therefore, it's really three times. Once 3 year time finishes, this animal is branded as a mu'ud. So to here, once the 3 years are up, you are considered a you're considered chazaka of Gimel Shani.
And why do we say medicha 20 years?
What is medicha 20 years? Exactly. Right. How do you understand? Just because this is three, that three. How do you understand the whole thing? What's simple pshat over here in this Gemara? Now, the simple pshat is Tosfos pshat. Tosfos says over here, looking about him, Tosfos asks the question, what do you mean? Ad negichin viz le mechayev. What kind of mean is that? That you don't pay till the fourth time. Teim levi. My porich. What are you asking? Ha'achi yalek mishamut. You know what you learn over here. You know what you learn from the shamut. Mahasam huchzig nakhim shalish bamin. Just like over there, after three times we say this animal is a gorer. He's a nakhim. Hachanami huchzig shaskin b'shalashanim. So to over here, after three times that the guy is quiet, I use the fruits, and the person is quiet for three times. We say he's gonna remain quiet. Huchzik shaskin. He does not meicher. In Cain, mishalish shanav elav kamalei b'shusim. The way Tosfos learns, what's the havamina? It should be to the fourth time. In other words, what's the limud? What are we learning from shamud? Just like shamud, after three times, the animal is considered a nakhen. He's goring. So too by chazaka. After three times, that person is a shaskin. What do you mean that person is shaskin? Well, I'll tell you why. Tosfos is telling me the classic concept of chazaka. Three times of anything means, okay, that is the way it's going to be. That's always the way it's going to be. That's what it means three times. It's a raya that it's not the first time. It could be mikra. Oh, maybe, for example, over here. The first time that I ate from the field and the person didn't say anything. The fact he didn't say anything doesn't prove that he allowed me to eat in the field because I really bought it from him. Maybe keep quiet for one time. 1 year, he was out of the country, whatever it is. Maybe it's a mikra, maybe it's by chance. So it's a second time. Second time, maybe also. Third time, three times in a row, 3 years in a row, the person keeps quiet, that means he's a person that keeps quiet. Why does he keep quiet when I'm using his field? Obviously, he sold it to me. So Tosfos learns this is a classic example of chazaka. Therefore Tosfos asks, what do you mean? Just like three times the animal gores. The first time, well, maybe he just gored by mistake. Second time, made by mistake. Third time, it's a proof that this animal is a goring animal. So it's over here. The first time, so it becomes a mu'ud. Why? Because it's proof three times that's the type of animal it is. So it's over here. I say, I bought it from him, right? That's what I'm claiming. I bought it from him. And therefore, like Rashi says, I bought it from him, really should have not kept quiet the first year. But maybe the first year was a mikre. It happened, he was quiet. Second time, also. Third year, keeps quiet. Well, that's already three times in a row that it keeps quiet. It must be that he's always going to remain quiet. Why is he going to remain quiet? Because he must have sold it to me. So the way Tosfos learns, therefore Tosfos has a question. He says, what do you mean four? Who cares that you don't pay until the fourth time by a mu'ud, by a shar mu'ud? But this animal is considered a nakhen after three times. So to over here, this person is a shaskin, he keeps quiet after three times. Therefore, that is the biggest proof that it's considered mine. He sold it to me. Like Rashi says, a person, underline Rashi, Ein lecha adam b'vayis chaveres shazereyes sudeh lechol priyot l'shon l'shoysek. Meaning, 1 year, a person doesn't keep quiet. But maybe the first year, it was a mikra, it was by chance. Maybe the second year, it was something happened. 3 years in a row, it doesn't just stam happen. So therefore, that's the raya of chazaka. The way Tosfos learns, chazaka is very simple. And by the way, you find it throughout Shas. A woman gets married to a man, the husband dies. Once. Husband dies a second time, twice. Three times, katlonis. Why? Because the first time it was a fluke. Second time was a fluke. Third time is not a fluke. The person who's two brothers, by Misa and Machme by two. Two brothers died, Machmat Mila. So the first time maybe it's a fluke. Two times, it's really not a fluke. In other words, you do something often enough, it's not a fluke. That's the concept of chazaka. And that's what Tosfos learns like that. And this doesn't send the Havamina. And even Tosfos Teretz, which he gives, he says, you're right. There is no real, I don't really send the Havamina. They don't pay till the fourth time. And, you know, multiple like Taiva. Whatever pshat in that Tosfos is, not relevant to us. But clearly Tosfos learns that the concept of chazaka is if you do something three times in a row, that shows and that proves that just like the animal is a nakham, is an animal that gores, so to this person who keeps quiet three times in a row, obviously he keeps quiet for a reason. What's the reason? Because he sold it. He sold it, and that's why he keeps quiet. And that's the concept of chazaka according to Taisus. Beautiful. Any problems with that pshat and Taisus? Is that the way pashup pshat we learn? I would think so, right? Simple pshat and Ivan, any problems with that? The way Taisus learns? Mike, is this clear that this way Taisus learns? Right? Very simple. Okay. That's why I think simple pshat and Suya. Comes along the Ramban, and look at Ramban. Chidush Ramban, Masechet Babasa, Dav Chochas, Chesem Na'alef. Mishoy Ramut. Loi nischavli, my inyan zuluzu. What's going on? What are you comparing eating food to an animal, my inyan zulu? What's the connection? Right? Avon nire, but it seems to me, shelokachi kishum. It compares one to the other. Loi me to tell you. Kishem sheshoy Ramut. Just like a shoy ramut, kiven she nogach shalish negiches, yotzon ma'oise chazaka shal tamuz, just like it gore three times, then it leaves the chazaka of a tam, right? Afkan, so tovir, yotzon sodazu me chazaka shal moichel. So tovir, after three times, it no more under the chazaka of the one sells it, v'chiven she yotzon me chazaka moichel, ova lahavi raya shalay mocho, sharei de muchzik vayimeit, which means, just like by Shoyer Amud, three times it leaves the Chazaka Tam, becomes Chazaka Mu'ud, so to over here, after three times, it leaves the Chazaka of the original guy, Markama, and becomes the Chazaka of the Mukhsir. The Ramban didn't understand the Gemara. What is he answering? In my opinion, word for word, the Gemara. What is he adding on? Not saying anything. Right? Is that what the Gemara says? Back to the Gemara. Shemat Malchusha. What did the Gemara say? Hekivin shenav gimel megiches, nafka leve cheskes tam, become leve cheskes mu'ut. What's the Ramban adding on?
The answer is something that bothered me, and like, how are you comparing?
I understand. So he has a good question. What's his answer? It's the Gemara.
He's looking at the shame, though. It's mamash, the shame of the chazaka is leaving, which I think is the answer.
What's the answer? What's the pshat? What's he saying? What is he adding on to the Gemara?
Don't look at the goring, and don't look at the field. Look at what's behind it, which is the name of the chazaka, which is leaving. I thought it's
good. I don't know what it means. I don't think what he's adding on. I don't fully understand what he's saying.
He's really just teaching the Gemara.
He's just saying the Gemara.
He's explaining it.
So, but he had a question. Line is chavali mayezulazu. I don't quite get it. What's that? Changes from a tam to a mu'ut. He throws in some word that now you become the muhsik. You see that he throws in? I become the muhsik and other guys are in the riot. You're not really adding on anything. In my opinion, you're adding on anything. Taisus understands very good. Taisus says that you are a huchzak shaskin. You keep quiet for 3 years, you're not going to talk anymore. That's the riot, that is mine. Why? You kept quiet for 3 years. Obviously, you know, really keeping quiet once is enough. But once might be a fluke. Keeping quiet three times, it's not a fluke. Obviously, he sold it to me. What is he saying? He's saying, like, it's a din. They're just like three times, right? Tam becomes a mu'ut, so too, marikama becomes a muhsik. Isn't that his question? So what's he answering? Don't quite get it. The Ritva says the same like the Ramban, and he also doesn't add much more. Look in the Ritva 1a. Mishoy Ramut, Mash Ramut, Naflei Mishuz Moich, Mekom Mishuz Lekech, Ki Ha Vadar Leteis Gedai Teklal, Debohol Mechud Sagilei. Clearly, it's not just three times it belongs to you. Shein Olam Zoich Mishal Acherim El Baknoi Behefer. You have to actually quiet from him. So the not the fact that you have three times doesn't mean it's yours. Elochikoma, the bishalas shanim, kimle bishus machzik. 3 times, 3 years, then he becomes a machzik. V'chiyamashi shaloi shalacha shalacha. And when he says it's his and he bought it, ala oyel haviray shaloi came. Ki yuchoshu moch mechaveiroi. Same idea that the other guy who had it originally now he's considered the moch mechaveiroi. Why? Why? Because it was originally belonged to him, but 3 years, now he becomes the machzik. Same idea. That 3 years, I become the machzik. Well, what's he adding on?
Well, Tosfos doesn't add that much either.
Yeah, Tosfos does. Tosfos says that huchzak shaskin. What do you mean huchzak shaskin? It means, like Rashi said, remember Rashi said as far, if you're using my food for a year, and I keep quiet, that's a proof ready. I don't keep quiet, you're using my thing for a year. Says Tosfos, yeah, but maybe the first time is a fluke. And second is a fluke. Three times, it's not a fluke. Huchzik Shaskin, he's going to keep quiet. Why? Because he sold it to him.
But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it also.
The Gemara doesn't say anything.
Yeah, it says...
Nafad la mishuz meicha, the kam la mishuz lekech.
Just like the Nakhon, just like the Shor becomes a Nakhon, he moves out of Tammuz
to Muadud.
Similarly, the field moves out of the presumption that it's the Murakama into the presumption.
I understand. I know. That is what the Rambam says.
None of them add very
much. Tosis adds. That means that it's not a fluke that he kept quiet once or twice. It's a real deal. Once he kept quiet, that's proof that I bought it. I understand that kind of places. What the Ramban and Ritva add on, I don't understand what they're saying. They're saying that just like Tam becomes a Mu'at, so too the Mu'at Kama gets switched into the Muchzik. What's he saying? I don't know what he's saying extra. Says Rab Nachum, look what he says, how he explains, number two, Umavua Midvarov, clear in his words, the Hatam Shegimul Achilois Have Lahasiba Lahazik as a Kaka Biyad Alokeach. Eino Machmas Tikas Hamoichel, El Machmas Etzemo Achilo. The Chol Achilo Mitzad Atzmoi, Moire Shalokeach Huabailim. Vale de Gimul Achilas, Huchzek Alokeach Bekaka, Vechashvina Lake Muxik. What is he saying? He's saying... What?
He's disagreeing.
Yeah, clearly. He says the Ramban's arguing things. He's saying that what he's saying is like this. The words of the Ramban, he's saying that the fact that I use your land 1 year, using land is bias. Right? That shows ownership. 1 year using land is not enough. 2 years using land is not enough. 3 years using land, that shows ownership. 3 years using land... I become the owner. That's what he says. 3 years using land, I become the muchzik. Taisa says, not because I'm using the land, so I become the bialim. Taisa says, you keeping quiet for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, that shows that it's true what I said. You must have sold it to me. Huchzik shaskin. You keeping quiet, that means you're going to keep quiet all along, and that means you sold it to me originally. He doesn't say that. He says, 1 year shows nothing. 2 years doesn't show bias. 3 years eating your land, that shows bias. It shows bias, boom, I switched from a nobody and I became a muhsik. That is what the Ramban is really telling us.
So if you ask them, why doesn't it work after the first or second year, but it does work after the third year, don't they have to fall back on Tosfos?
That's the question. I don't know if it falls back on Tosfos. It falls back because you see three times doing something, that shows, not like Tosfos versus Shaskin. Three times Achila, boom. That shows you change the status. Just like three times Tam becomes a Mu'at, three times Achila shows ownership. That is the way he learns in the Rambam and in Ritva. And by the way, according to that, they don't have a question with the fourth year. Why? Because he said three times just tells me, okay, it's no more his, but it doesn't mean it's mine. Just like Tam, three times Tam, I don't pay till the fourth year. So the Havamina was, maybe three times means it's no more yours, but it's not yet fully mine. That's why I need a fourth year. Come on, Shalom, I don't need a fourth year. But clearly there's a machlokes in how to learn Shor Hamut, or to learn Chazaka. Either pshat is that twice as simple, three times you keep quiet the first year is really enough. But maybe it's a fluke. Second time, maybe it's a fluke. It's like the Isha Kaplanis, the brothers who died because of Mila. First time, second time, might be a fluke. Three times in a row, Huchzik Shaskin. Your keeping quiet is not a fluke. It must be that you're always going to keep quiet. Why are you going to keep quiet? Because it was sold. It was never yours. You sold it. That's why Huchzik Shaskin. That is the way Taisa learns. The Ramban and Ritva seem to learn different shots. One time, bialis. Not enough. Two times, eating the food. Bialis, not enough. Three times eating the food, that's bialis. And that bialis changes the status from a marikama to a muksik, just like three times goring changes the status from a tam to a mood. You understand the two ways? You understand how? And by the way, just to show you clear, number three, he makes a machlekes of shayim out of it, and they all make a machlekes of shayim out of it. Number three, the ladasar is shayim, according to the Ramban and Ritva, Indian chazoka, who lahoitiesa kaka, mecheska sa marikama. The concept of the chazak is to take it out of the markama ulahamida becheskas hamachzik, to have this transfer of ownership. How do you transfer ownership? 1 year eating food, 2 years eating food, 3 years eating food, boom, you transfer the ownership. Uladasa Taisvis, in Yechazaka, Ulahachzik is a bailin b'shaskin. It's to make the original owner a shaskin. Ulahachad machzkirile b'shaskin. Once we know he's a shaskin, Ikai Chacha, this proof, Mishtikasai, that he keeps quiet, Shemachazaka lemachzik, that means originally he sold it to me. Dibulechazaka, Lekai Chacha, Nashtika, the Yeshleim, Mashtika is a machmas mikra, maybe it was a fluke. The 3 times is not a fluke, and therefore the fact that he's quiet is not a fluke. He's quiet once, twice, thrice he's quiet. That means he'll always be quiet. What does that mean? Why? He must have sold it to me originally. That's the way Tysus learns. Other children say, no, I need to change from a Mordekama into the Musik. How do we do that? Just like a Sharmur changes from Tam to Mur 3 times. So too, 3 times eating food on the field changes you from a nobody into a muchzik. Once I'm a muchzik, says the Rishonim, therefore the other guy has to bring a raya. It's already mine. What's mine? 3 times eating food, that means it's mine. Clear 2 ways of learning the
story. The way he explains it, I don't know what the nafka mean is, but it's who the chazaka falls on. One is saying the chazaka falls on the guy who's eating the food.
Shaskin.
Correct. And
what
is the chazaka?
Correct.
He becomes cheskas shaskin, and the other one he becomes cheskas violence.
Correct. But it's more than that. There's a big difference between them. Cheskas shaskin just tells me that okay, he's quiet once, twice, no fluke, 3 times. So that means it's a raya that all along it was mine, right? But the raya all along is mine. That's why he's quiet the first, second, and third year. Because he mustn't sold it to me all the way at the beginning. That's Tracy Pshat. The other Pshat doesn't quite say that. First time, there's no proof that it's mine. Second time, no proof. 3 times ownership, now I become the Muxik. Is the Raya all along I was a Muxik? Maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know. But 3 times eating ownership, now I'm a Muxik. Not quite the same. And I'll tell you what the Chilik is. You understand the difference? You understand the difference? Very teeth. But I think it's correct. The 2 ways they learn it. Now, what's this machlekes? Where does machlekes stem from? Why do we shame have different ways of learning chazaka when they learn it from Shah Hamuot? What's going on in the sugya? So I'll tell you like this. I can start with the Rambam, maybe start with the Rambam, or we go straight to the stipler's question. Maybe it's worthwhile to go straight to the stipler, maybe Rambam. Maybe, you know, let's start with the Rambam. Halacha like this. Let's analyze Shah Hamuot. What's Shah Hamuot? Which means, 3 times tam, the 4th time, the animal becomes a muot, right? Or the 3rd time, the animal becomes a muot. What's this concept of tam 3 times, and then you become a muot? So there's an interesting Rambam. Look in the Rambam, let's learn the Rambam together. Let's go out of this world of Chazaka, of Gimel Shanim, and let's go into tam and muot, number 4. Rambam says 2 halachas, in Tes, and then in Yod, he says the 3rd halacha. First halacha says like this. Nogach shor hayoyim v'chamor lemochor v'gomol b'yayim ha'shlishi. Which means, the first day, Joe, what are you laughing?
No, I've seen it before.
You've seen this Rambam before. You gore a ox today, a donkey tomorrow, and a camel the 3rd day, right? 3 days in a row, different animals. Says Rambam, nasa muad lakol. You become a muad for all. What does that mean, all?
Any animal.
Any animal? Doesn't really mean that.
Just these three.
We're going to see the Rambam soon. But it's Machlekes. Fine. Machlekes, Rambam, and Raivet. Rambam says, just these three. Fine. Next thing. Rosh Shor Hayom V'Nachoy. If you see an ox today, and you gored him. Ulamacha Rosh Shor V'Loy Nachoy. Tomorrow you saw an ox, he did not gore him. 3rd day you saw him, you gored him. 4th day, did not gore him. 5th day you gored him. 6th day you did not gore him. Right? What's Halacha? You become a Mu'ed. Which means I become a muad for every other day. Simple halacha. Again, ox, donkey, camel, 3 days in a row, I become muad for at least all these 3 animals. Ox, no. I become a muad every other day for an ox. Next case, how about if I combine both two together? Which means ox today, tomorrow,
nothing.
But Ram don't say that. Ox today, right? Ox today, tomorrow donkey. nothing. Horse the third day, gore him. Camel the fourth day, not gore him. Fifth day, mule, gores him. Sixth day, some other animal, llama, and not gores him. What's halacha?
It's a chazak on that day number, for that animal.
So what is halacha? Again, ox today, gore him. Tomorrow, not ox. Camel, not gore him. Third day, horse, gores him. Fourth day, llama, not gore him. Fifth day, mule, gores him. Sixth day, panda, not gore him. So what's halacha? So the Rambam says, you're mu'ed for those three animals that you gored, b'sei rugim, every other day. That's what Rambam says. Says the combination of both. Chiddush. Says the Ravid. That doesn't make sense.
Should be nothing.
Says the Ravid, no. You're mu'ed for every animal, but b'sei rugim. Click is Rambam Ravid.
Okay.
Ask the stipler, wait a second. Ravid makes a lot of sense. Why? Because if I say I'm a mood for every animal, right? So then the fact that I did not gore the horse on the second day is a raya that I do the sirugin. Because I should have gored the horse, because after all, I'm a mood for every animal, and I didn't do the horse, I didn't do the mule, I didn't do the panda, and I'm a mood for every animal. So obviously I'm a mood for every animal, the sirugin. Makes sense. But according to the Rambam, that I'm anyway only a mu'ud for the horse, the panda, and the mule. So the fact that I did not gore the llama, the donkey, and something else the other days doesn't show that I'm a sirugim. So how can you paskin both together? How can you paskin I'm only those three animals, le sirugim, me manashach? If it's only those three animals, so the fact that I did not gore the other animals in between is not because of sirugin, it's because I'm only those three animals. The right, it makes a lot of sense. The Rambam doesn't make sense. What's that in the Rambam? You get a question? Beautiful question. Stipler's question. Number 5. Ela de l'chayra temua, heich efshe loyma de nasa mu'ud, l'gimel minim elu bilbat, that you're mu'ud with those three animals, v'dafki l'sirugin. Only l'sirugin. If you tell me you only have your mood for those three animals, he's not going to gore any other animals. In Cain, the fact that I didn't gore the mule, the panda, and the other animals in between days, doesn't prove seirugim every other day. Why? Because the reason I didn't gore these animals because I'm not the mood for these animals. So what's trapped in the Rambam, meraps and igur, it doesn't make sense. Beautiful kasha, Stipler? Shver Rambam, what do you say?
I think it depends if you look at...
What are you looking at?
Is it goring in general, or is it goring specifically? Depending on how you look at it.
Mood.
If it's goring in general, who cares what he
gore? What do you mean? But mood is whatever I'm mood
for. He's an animal. He saw an animal, he gored, he's a gore, that's it. If you're going to look at the specifics of the animal, he gored a horse.
What's the chilek in that? Says the Stipler, you getting there? I'll tell you the Stipler's longest. Classic Lundus in Shoram Mu'ud, and there's a big Nafkamina Lahalacha, and I believe that's a machlokes between Tosis and the Ritva in our Sugya. I'll tell you like this. I'm going to say anybody else said it. No, Dovah Vaska wants to say, I think I put it together, and I think that's Pshat. Comes along the disciple. This is a Chakira, it's worthwhile to take home with you wherever you go. What's the Pshat that an animal gores three times, he becomes a Mu'ud? Let me hear two studying. Joe, what's a chakira?
You say he's bloodthirsty. He enjoys the violence.
He's a gorer. Or? In other words, the animal gore three times. It must be it wasn't a fluke. Meaning, if he gore three times, that's his nature. It's a raya. He's a gorer animal. That's a pshat. What is a pshat now? It's not a simon that he's a gore animal.
He moves out of one status to another.
The fact that he gore three times, now he becomes a gore. His nature from now on, not that he was gore all along, but it's a siba. It's not a simon, but it's a siba that, he gored now, then, you better watch him, because the next time he'll also gore. He became such an animal, v'lo yishmerenu by love. Is Tam Nase Muad? Is the Pshat that it's a simon, it's a sign that he's an animal that's a goer? Or is it hergo nasis teva, that part of him, he does it three times, that became part of his nature from now on to become a goer, and that's why the fourth time I'm mechuyev to pay nezek shalem. Understand the chakira? Beautiful chakira. Says the stipler, he says, that's what the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid is all about. Why? Because the Ravid learns very simple. It shows what animal, the Ravid learns, that the fact that he gores now, that means, he had a blow, was a bloodthirsty animal. He had, that's his nature, that's his teva. The Ravid says, you can't be both. If you are only for those animals, then it cannot be Nisirugin. Because why didn't you do this in the past? So therefore, the Ravid learns very poshut. It shows what you were in the beginning. The Rambam says, no. Hergel nasis teva. If I see three things in a row, that means I better watch it for the future, because that's what he's becoming now. Says the right Rambam, if I see he gored these three animals, then he becomes a muet with those three animals. If I see he skipped 3 days in a row, every other day, he becomes a muet. They don't have to work together, because we're not looking at the past of the animal, what type of animal is it. I'm looking, what traits did he acquire? He acquired two traits. He loves horses, animals, donkeys, and oxes. And he also acquires Sehugin. They don't have to fit together. These are two separate traits that he acquires from now on. So therefore, in the future, you have to worry about both these things. Why? Because Hergel Nasis Teva, they don't have to fit together. Doesn't mean, if that's what animal he was, so why didn't he do this? That doesn't prove anything. We're not looking in the past. It's not a raya what type of animal is. It's what he is now. What has he done? What trait has he acquired? And if I watch him in the future. That's the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Based on this chakira, famous question, which we all know this question, machlekes between the Maram, Mir Rotenberg, and the Rabbeinu Peretz. Question is, halacha is, you're supposed to say, Mashu Ruach Moed Geshem. Correct? The halacha is, Joe, you know this halacha. Halacha is, says the Maram Rotenberg, at Shemini Atzeres at night, you can say, at Shemini Atzeres in the afternoon, you can say 90 times, Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGeshem. Why? Because, by the way, did you ever see, in what's name, some places by Hakofis, they sing, Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGeshem. Right, where they do that?
It's Rabbi Willink.
Where?
Rabbi Willink.
Right, the old minute I saw it in Toronto. Why do you have the 90 times of the Maharami Rotenberg? Why, he says, because the concept is, we learn from Shor HaMuot, look at number 6. V'rami rotin bechoy rogeloi ma'bishmin atzeres, brocha ato gibor, tishim po'omim, ad bashevuach ha'moed ha'geshem. You say 90 times, mashevuach ha'moed ha'geshem. K'neged la'ayim, shem o'y segim po'om b'chol yoyim.
It doesn't have to be with the Nusuf.
He says yes. You have to do with the whole thing. V'achshov, im hoyim v'supik, and if you're not sure, now if you said it, ein tzorach lachzor. You don't have to repeat again. You probably said it right. V'raya, so what's raya? Perkei Tzoregel, the Gemara says, Gabi Shor HaMuot, Richeg Nigi Choysev Chayov, Kir Nigi Choysev HaKoshkein, which Gemara says that the Shor HaMuot doesn't knock 3 days in a row, but he knocked three times on the same day. So the Meir says, Koshkein, he is a Muot. So Madoch says in Maram Yotamer, if he say over 30 days, I say 90 times, Mashav Omer HaGeshem, that's considered, I know what I'm doing. Koshkein, if I say 90 times in one day, that's for sure, it's like a Shor HaMuot, three times in the same day is considered a Gorer, so to there, 90 times in the same time is considered for sure good. Right? Rabbeinu Peretz argues, didn't agree. Chain the dumb the raya. The awesome timer. Mishum she huchzak ligach. If huchzak gimur choykos, kosh ken be gimur choykos. Avo geshem she niskan be tvila, vadova toli be helga l'shoynoi, leam rinan hachi. What's the machlokes is Maram Rotenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz? He says, because, yeah, why not? Like a chazaka. You do three closer to each other, for sure, like Shor HaMuot. She says, no. By Shor HaMuot, the different reasons is because Hugalika, that shows that he's a Gorer. So if you do it all together, that shows he's a Gorer. But here you need to do it for the future. Hergel Lashoinai has nothing to do with it. Says the cycler, what's the Machlekes dependent on? Machlekes dependent on what's the Pshat in Shor HaMuot. If the Pshat in Shor HaMuot is, or it says like this, he says, the Maram Rotenberg says, Maram Rotmuk says that the concept of Sharmud is you do it three times, that means from now on you become a gur. That's the pshat. So if that's the case, see, by 90 times they say Mashal Omer Degashem, from now on I'm considered that I'm going to say Mashal Omer Degashem. Says with any parents, nothing to do with it. By Mu'ud and Tam, three times shows that means he was an animal that gored, that means he's a bloodthirsty animal. What does that show for the case of Mashal Omer Degashem? Not in the past, it's for the future. One has nothing to do with the other. According to him, Tam and Mu'ud shows on the past, and therefore there's no proof for the future. Says the Ma'amot, like, no, you missed the boat. Talmud doesn't mean it's the past. Talmud is the same idea. The fact that he's doing it now three times, that means he's going to became like that. So if it works for Talmud, it should work by Mashal Omer Degashem as well. So that's clearly the Machlokes. Shlomi, you following? Ms. Iskut, you following? So that's clearly the Chakira in Talmud. What's the pshat? Is the pshat Talmud three times after Tam you become a Mu'ud, is the pshat that shows that it's a bloodthirsty animal, it shows all along he was a bloodthirsty animal, is that the pshat? Or no, pshat is like this, the fact I'm doing it now three times, the animal's goring in a row, that means that now, from now on, he became Hergel Nasis Teva. His nature became that he became a goring animal. That's the two pshatim in Shar and Mu'ud. That's a Rambam Ravid. That's a Maram Rotenberg and Rabbeinu Peres. How does it relate to us?
We agree the same thing. One explanation is
beautiful. I think it's Hafel and Feller. Comes from the Stipler, and the Stipler says so much. So he says, I don't think it's two ways of learning. It must only be one way of learning. He said, which way of learning? He says, Gimel Shanim. Right? Gimel Shonim, what does Gimel Shonim tell me? First time, he kept quiet. Maybe it's a fluke. Second time he kept quiet, maybe it's a fluke. Third time he kept quiet, it's not a fluke. He really kept quiet all along because he's a Shaskin.
He says, meaning the field was his.
Says the Stipler, there's only one way of learning by Gimel Shonim, he says. The way Tosis learns it doesn't even bring down the other Shita. Malcolm is the one who finds the other Shita. But the way he learns, Tosis, what's Gimel Shonim? Gimel Shonim means the first year it's not a riot, maybe it's a fluke. Second year it's a fluke. Third year, three times in a row, it must be that all along he sold it to him because that's why he kept quiet along. He must have sold him along. He says to B'chanan, clearly that's the correct shot. Why? Because otherwise, how do you understand Gimel Shonim? There's nothing changing from now on.
Yeah,
nothing. I know way we learned it. I understand that. But the other way, the way Taisa learns, says the Chanan, clearly the only pshat is that it means that all along the guy kept quiet because he must have sold it to him. So therefore, he says that's the only pshat in Gimel Shonim. Look at number 8. Vinei bereish cheskes avatim, kamri holchusha, v'taymi demahani cheskes Gimel Shonim, mishum yafim amisharmut. Right? He brings down Tosis, which means three times shows you quite all along. The inyan hachazoka de hasam, mishum de shtika al achila shashon achas, telling the mikra. One time he kept quiet one year, it was a fluke. Shalais rashlus, uchadoimer, hey, didn't bother coming. Vechem bishon ishnil. Ava shtika al gimal achila, three times keeping quiet, lay telling the mikra. He must have sold it to him. Why? Because three times not a fluke. That must be that all along it was his. There can be pshat that he becomes a quiet person. Nothing for the future. It's all rise to the past. The maze inyan liskeis is a machzik. That's proof that he bought it all along. You don't have to return any fruits. Clearly, three times keeping quiet is Shoy Amuet. That means all along, it's a Raya, the Machveya, that was his all along. So much so. He says, the other pshat is not even the correct pshat, because it doesn't fit with the Agmar Baba Kama. Comes along with Baba Pavaski, and I think that's the way we learn pshat in the Ramban and Ritva.
Not from words.
Which one?
Not from words. That
Akilah
three times
have a
Sibah.
Correct. Then in other words, the way that Nachum learns, Pshat and the other Rishayim, that no, one year, that doesn't show enough. Muchzakas. 2 years, doesn't show enough muchzakas. 3 years, boom! You know my mother karma, I become the muchzak.
That's
it. Shot is. It makes me a muchzak. Why? Because chazak is hergel nasas teva. The fact that I'm eating it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, from now on, I become a muchzak. So if you learn the other pshat, it's because they learn the other pshat in Shar HaMu'ud. Shar HaMu'ud doesn't mean it's a raya all along. It's something that changes from now on. The fact I'm doing this 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, three achilas makes me into a muchzak. Just like three gorings makes me into a mu'ud. So therefore the other Rishonim who learn that no, that three achilas makes me into a muchzak. That's really what the Gemara says. The Gemara says after 3 years, you change from a tam into a mu'ud. From now on, you change from tam mu'ud. Those with three achilas, you become the muchzak. That's because they learned the other pshat in Shar HaMu'ud. Half of a fella, beautiful. Two concepts in Shar HaMu'ud, and that's the machlekes over here in the Rishonim. How they learn over here? What changes by Chazaka of Gimel Shalom. Then Reb Nachum, he doesn't quite say it. He wants to say some deeper pshat. He wants to change it around and like this. We're not going to go into it. It gets complicated. He basically wants to say that you have to... I mean, both pshat, you have to say fluke and other. Zaytik pshat, I like this pshat correctly. And I think that's a nice pshat to understand the concept of Gimel Shalom.
Why 90?
I said those that missed out. 90 because 30 days.
30 days, three times
a day.